Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of the show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode, I want to talk about five ways to stop beating yourself up. It is easy to be your own harshest critic. It is best to be your own best friend, okay? Be your own best friend. And I actually really want to talk about this topic because I think it's going to help me as well. I haven't been on the podcast Journey with Julianne for a while. My friend, I know I've seen your comments on my TikTok videos asking me when I will be back on the podcast, when I will publish a podcast episode again. And I could never really give a date when I would be back on because I was so overwhelmed with everything that happened to me these past few months. I feel very blessed with all the opportunities that came my way. Thank you, Lord, for that. I feel very blessed to have made a bunch of memories in all aspects of my life, some beautiful, amazing, blissful ones, and some truly emotional but still valuable memories. Those have also been made. And so everything was just quite overwhelming. And then time passed by and I wasn't able to balance everything. And the podcast was something that I wasn't able to include into my routine. And obviously, I, as a human being, even though I'm a motivational speaker, even though I'm a self-help podcaster, even though many people view me as motivational and inspirational, I became a harsh critic to myself and I beat myself up and I let myself wallow in a sense, not seriously or deeply wallow in shame, but you know, I let the shame get to me and I was very, very disappointed in myself for not being able to balance everything. But I hope that me sharing this with you and being vulnerable with you reminds you that we all have these segments in our lives wherein we can critique ourselves so deeply that it is not beneficial in any way. Okay, sometimes self-critique is helpful in healthy doses. We can find new ways to improve, better connect with others, become more self-aware, but nothing is good when done in excess, especially self-criticism. And so you have to learn how to be your own best friend. And I always, always do my best to do so. And as an only child, I kind of learned how to be my own best friend because if I didn't, it's lonely. But when it comes to something like this, wherein I know I was doing my best, I did the best with the knowledge that I had, with what I could do at the time. However, I still couldn't do everything. And so you have to give yourself a little pep talk in your head and remind yourself not to be your own bully, right? And so here I am reminding you of five ways to stop beating yourself up. Number one, focus more on positive self-talk. Make a conscious effort to stop putting yourself down. To do that, you need to be more aware of your negative self-talk. Okay, whenever negative thoughts arise in my head, I try to combat it. So an example of that would be, you know what, self, you're gaining weight. You're like, you're not looking as great as you used to. When I get comments like that in my head, my own mind is making that kind of comment. I combat it with something positive and something constructive, like, all right, maybe you were not so disciplined this week with your diet, with your healthy lifestyle, and with your workout routine. It's okay. I actually say this pretty often in my head. I always say, it's okay. And then I say something good, something constructive and positive. I say, it's okay. You still have next week. You have tomorrow. You can get back on track and be fit again, be healthy and fit again. For example, with the podcast that I have not been on for a while, these past few days, I've been telling myself that, you know what, self, you kind of suck. You kind of suck. You have not recorded a podcast episode in a long time. How hard could it be? You know, your microphone's there, plug it in your laptop. You have topics in mind. Why can't you just start? And then I would combat that with something positive, like, you know what? You will pick up that microphone, plug it in your laptop, and start talking and record that podcast episode. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. It's okay. And it's definitely easier said than done, because it took me a while to get to this position right now, talking to you, my friend. But if you keep combating these negative thoughts in your head, eventually, you know, what you want to happen will come to life, will come into fruition.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Number two, practice kindness towards yourself. It's very much aligned with what I just mentioned. You know, being kind to yourself is just as important as being kind to others. Here is a rule: things that you would never say to your loved ones, either out of consideration or the fear that you might offend them, should never be said to yourself either. Number three, stop comparing yourself to others. Comparison is a thief of joy. Okay, there's always going to be someone better than you at something. There's always going to be someone more successful than you, someone sexier than you, someone better looking than you, someone more wealthy than you, someone more popular than you. Whatever it is, you just have to accept that someone is going to be, or everyone actually is going to be better at you at something in their lives. Okay, so you just have to accept that fact that you are not perfect. You cannot be the best at everything, and just focus on being the best version of yourself. Number four, think of mistakes as learning opportunities. Life is an unending process of self-improvement, and mistakes are unavoidable. Life is a journey, and just like the longest road trip would involve wrong turns, so does your life. Okay, you have a lot of great qualities and many areas for improvement. See those mistakes as opportunities. They show you what you need to work on to be the best that you can be. And number five, my friend, be patient with yourself. This is something that I've been actively working on recently, especially because of the news. It is horrible what is happening to the people of Palestine, to the people of Gaza. I've been watching the content of journalists on TikTok and Instagram who are risking their lives to show the rest of the world the horrible things that are truly happening with their people, with our fellow human beings. It is horrible and it is atrocious and it's just unfathomable, disgusting how evil forces are around and are trying to ruin people and just murder them, the children and the innocent people. And so recently, it has been a little bit harder for me also to kind of just record for the podcast, make content, and not think about the videos that I've watched. And I think some of the content that I've posted on TikTok actually are reflections of words I want to hear for myself, such as I have this TikTok video talking about it's okay to be afraid, it's okay to feel a little hopeless, but it is not okay to give up. And so in that sense, I'm being kind to myself, right? I'm acknowledging that there's a big part of me that is fearful of the world, of what's happening in the world, of the atrocities. And there's a part of me that is just devastated by the act of war and, you know, the suffering that these innocent people are going through. And so as best as I can, I try to be kind to myself in my head so that I do not let the fear and the sadness consume me. You know, it takes time to correct the harmful habits that we have and to shift our mindset from a sad one to a happy one, a hopeless one to a hopeful one, a weak one to a strong one. But consistency, my friend, consistently being patient with yourself, consistently being kind to yourself and talking nicely to yourself in your head really, really helps you better yourself as a person and change the way you think. Remember that your life is a work in progress. So commit each day to doing something positive for you. Practice, practice, practice until being naturally good to yourself becomes more comfortable. Most importantly, don't beat yourself up when you don't do it as well as you quote unquote should. My friend, this world is scary. I know if you are up to date with the news and with just everything happening, it is frightening. But please don't give up. Please know that the good will prevail. Please know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Please know that your presence has purpose. There's a reason you're here, why you're still here. You have time to change, grow, be the person you believe you are meant to be. And most importantly, my friend, always remember that the Lord God is with us. Please share this podcast episode with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this. And I'll talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.